880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected. He has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you, Wanda. Wanda, I really appreciate that. Thank you to my fans as well. I want to welcome everybody to another edition of Freed on Business. We are live from the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in Orlando, Florida. We're at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies Annual Trends and Strategies Conference. It's going to be an absolutely awesome day. We've got a great show for you. We've got some of the people that are on the board, including one guy named Ernie Johnson. No, not the baseball guy. Actually, it's Ernest Johnson. We're going to talk to Ernest Johnson about why he's on the board and what he does. And we've got some people in town. We'll talk about that, too. We're going to talk to some of the students. We'll talk to some of the professors. We'll hear what the trends in Florida are going, where the market is heading, and where you should be. So stick with us. We've got some great information you'll be able to use every single day to make your life better coming up. So Wanda, take it away. I'm ready because I'm going to talk about my good friends, your good friends, the guys at Warren Henry. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage as you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You know, up in Gainesville, that's right, guys, in Gainesville, they sell Audis, and down in Key West, well, that store down there sells all the great nameplates. And what do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Give us fever. Our religion is based on love, not fear.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
So what happens when people don't follow the rules?
They burn in hell.
On 880, The Biz.
Captain Smith. If you're considering a podcast, contact us to see how easy it is to get started. Podcasting gets more popular every day, and all of the tools that you need to create a great podcast are right here at Salem Media. Our special introductory package includes a month worth of podcasts, production, distribution, and management, and even a co-host if needed. You're welcome. All for $175. Don't wait. Take advantage of this great offer now. 305-644-0800. The premier podcast studios, Salem Media. That's 305-644-0800. 0800-880-THE-BIZ.com.
Hey, and if you need real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. The phone always rings. People always call. They go, Jim, I need help. I go, what can I do? They go, well, I need some equity for my real estate, or I need some debt for my real estate. I need to close fast. I need something creative. I go, no problem. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Everybody knows in town I sold Wynwood Yard. But what you don't know is I help people capitalize their real estate businesses all the time. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
And the home.
880. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we've got a great guest. We are here with Ernest Johnson. Ernest is here on the board. He's how long have you been on the board, Ernest?
5 years now.
Oh, my gosh, 5 years. My gosh. And, Ernest, what is it that you do?
We run a real estate investment company out of Houston, Texas. We buy value-add workforce housing and student housing around the country.
Oh, well, yeah, that's because he speaks quietly, but he carries a big wallet. Okay, so we'll make sure he speaks a little louder for you next time, Wanda. Now, Ernest, why did you get involved with the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies?
Well, I've known Kelly Bergstrom my entire working career, and he played an important role in getting me where I am today. And like him, I believe in further education. I was actually on the board of the real estate program at Auburn University, where I attended. And that's okay. Easy to change colors, change wardrobes. Exactly. And so a few years ago, Kelly asked me if I'd be interested in being involved in this program. I've been coming to the conference for quite a few years. It's really interesting. I go to a lot of real estate conferences. Everybody does. But this is the one of the few conferences that I came to that I actually felt that I was getting the information before it was just out there with everybody else reading in the magazines and the papers. And so it was just firsthand great information. And more importantly, I made some great contacts here. In fact, one of my joint venture partners, Balfour Beatty Communities, out of Philadelphia, we've done 9 deals with them, and I met them literally sitting across from a round table here, and we started doing deals.
You know, I've known Kelly Bergstrom my entire professional life also. He gave me my start in real estate as well. So it's the Kelly Bergstrom Love Fest here in the first segment. Now, Ernest, what's your favorite thing that's happened since you've been on the board? You know, I'm going to give you a lead. I love coming here because I love talking to the kids. The students, they're not really kids. They're grown adults who've decided to come back and reinvest in themselves. And I find them to be an incredibly wonderful and energizing group of people. I love helping them. That's the reason that I really love being on the board. What's the thing that really gets you going about being on the board?
Well, again, I think it's the positive impact we can have on the people coming through the program and ultimately the positive impact we can have on the industry and the lives of the people that we touch. What I'm particularly proud of is this year we're actually tonight sponsoring a Women in Real Estate dinner. And this is to allow women the opportunity to begin networking. And let's be honest, for years this was a good old boys club industry.
Sort of still is
to an extent. But there are so many bright women coming through this industry. In fact, the majority of the asset managers we work with are in fact female. And if you look at their performance, they're actually outperforming us guys. So we thought it would be a great opportunity to take these, to have the women that are connected with the University of Florida start forming their own group so they can start perpetuating the opportunity in this industry.
I 100% agree. In fact, one of our big sponsors is CBRE, and what we do with CBRE's Miami offices, we do what we call the CBRE Edge with Arden Carson, and we look to profile women that have accomplished a lot of things and to provide guidance and all these other good things that women don't have. And then, of course, I've got Nikki Freed, who is out there guiding all the women in the state of Florida. I love you, Nikki Freed. So, Ernest, what is one of the really interesting things that you heard at the conference today, information that you could share with some of the other folks out there?
Well, I think the most interesting thing I heard at the conference today was from the two economists that spoke. If you listen to the media, you think that our economy is about to be in meltdown and it's overheated. You know, it's very inconsistent. They both believe that the economy in the United States is still extremely strong, and the impact it's having on real estate, especially in job growth and wage growth, just the opportunities are still out there. And so that, again, to me, is very encouraging to me. It's encouraging to our investors. And, again, it's very encouraging to our residents. And most of our residents are workforce housing people. We have, nurses, firemen, policemen, teachers in our apartments. And to see that they're getting these wage growth and they're getting the recognition they deserve for the work they're doing, these are the kind of things that tell me that we're doing the right thing. We're providing great housing opportunities to these people. And so it's just encouraging and perpetuating that we're in the right business and our U.S. economy is, in fact, very strong right now.
Well, I agree with them. And they were talking about the bump that the economy gets after the tax hike. I still don't know why anybody else doesn't pick this up. I hashtagged it a few minutes ago. I call it the Trump bump. So I think that we've got a little bit of time to go yet. I think the president should get a high five for that. Wanda, high five. I didn't hear that, but usually Wanda. Oh, there she goes. Wanda gave me the high five. I love you, Wanda. So I agree. I think that it's a very interesting time. I do think that there is a lot of runway left. I think that you've got to be creative because we're at this point in the cycle where a lot of the value's been squeezed out. And I want to talk a little bit about what you do, because what you do addresses one of the biggest societal problems we have today, and that's workforce housing. Okay. Where I live on the bay in Miami, east of 95, and just south of me was a bunch of pre-war, two-story walk-up crappy houses. They were all torn down. Now they're all 75-story Class A condos, and those people are having traffic problems, or they're sleeping like cordwood, 4 to a room in Wynwood. I know guys that's their business plan. So how can we create a way for the people that keep society moving, the people that keep us safe, that keep us healthy, how do we keep them in a place where they can have a family?
Well, you know, it's not that difficult, actually. Yeah. The challenge is identifying the assets. So we're buying, typically, properties that were built anywhere from the early 80s to the late 90s that are B-plus type assets. And we're not trying to make them into A assets. But what we are doing is we're coming in and recognizing the value of these assets. And where we start with is the gap between Class A and Class B housing today is about $500 a month. So, you know, it used to be about $200. And so today, for somebody that's in a Class B house to move up, they're going to have to pay $6,000 more a year. That's a lot, but their average income is about $60,000 to $70,000 a year. So what we're doing, but they want the amenities. They want the Class A experience. Absolutely, they deserve it. And so we come in and buy these properties, and we spend a tremendous amount of money in upgrading the common areas. You're making the pool a resort-style pool. You're putting the cabanas in, seats with chairs, or that makes people feel good. Now, yeah, we start with our residents. Our motto is that we believe if we keep our residents happy, we can deliver returns to our investors. And, you know, we kind of joke, one of our running jokes in the company is, when I pull into a apartment complex, a community that we're thinking about buying, if I see 5, 6, 7 police cars parked in it and the lights aren't flashing, I go, this is my place. Because these guys and girls go out and tell their coworkers, hey, this is a great place to live. They tend to come together. So if we can make that complex look really good when their friends drive in, if we can make it look really good when they come over and sit by the pool with them, put the outdoor kitchen in dog parks, they love dog parks, we find we are giving these people a really good place to live. Nothing we found is that in this day and age when occupancy is so high in this workforce market, a lot of landlords have been raising rents without doing anything for the residents. And what we found is people will pay more rent if they're getting something. And so we give them, in fact, we give them a lot. And they're glad to pay our rent, and they're glad to invite their friends over. And so as a result, we see our rents going up. We're getting a great place to live to our residents. We see our return, our occupancy is going up. And in turn, we're getting a return to our investors.
So it sounds to me like you follow one of the real theories that we like to practice on our show all the time and that I do in business all the time, which is that it's all about them. In your case, it's all about the residents, them, and your investors, them. And it sounds to me also that you're very caring about your team, them as well. So it's all about them. And then the other thing that is very important today, another thing we'd like to talk about on the show is value system alignment. And it seems to me like what you've got is a value system that's really in line with what we need in America today, keeping the people that keep America going safe, secure, happy, and feeling like they're getting somewhere.
Absolutely. I haven't given my spill, but that is our alignment. We call it our triple win. It starts with the residents. If we can deliver a good quality place for them to live, they're going to pay for it, and they don't mind paying, and we're going to deliver well. The other thing we do is we were the second firm in the country to be asked by Freddie Mac to participate in their Green Up program. So what this does is if we come in and make improvements to the property that lower utility costs, a little more environmental friendly, they actually give us a reduction in our interest rate permanently on our loan, which increases returns to investors, and it reduces the cost to our residents because it costs less if you're running an energy efficient appliance or lights or water, et cetera. So what that equates to is we give our residents, one, a great place to live and a good living experience. Two, we're helping the environment. And three, we're getting great returns for investors. And by doing this green up program, like I say, we actually get a reduction in interest costs. So that's our win-win-win. Take care of the residents, take care of the environment, and in the end, we get good returns for our investors.
Wow, I want to thank you so much, Ernest Johnson. Wow, the triple play in real estate. I love it. I love it. And Kelly walked by. I was going to try to grab Kelly. We have all three of us together. We're going to do that another time. Ernest Johnson, thank you.
Thank you for all you do. Really appreciate it, buddy.
No, thank you. I want to thank you so much for being here on the show and supporting the group. It's just amazing. It's so great to be a part of it. And remember, it's about value system alignment.
And this is the number one real estate program in the country, and you guys are good alumni like you.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much, Ernest Johnson. Didn't even get to make my baseball guy joke, but I'll do that next time he's on the show. That's right. We'll be right back. Wanda, take it away. We're coming back. We're going to talk about all the things in real estate with the head of the real estate program next, the real estate board. That's right. We're going to have Sandy Hosteller on my show. Oh, my gosh. Stick with us. The head of SunTrust is on net. Back after this.
Living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train. Going.
Oh, yeah. I'm on. Wanda tells me I'm on. Wanda, I got news for you. I'm always on, Wanda. That's right. You know who else is on? My friends at Warren Henry. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up in Gainesville. They sell Audis. These guys buy them. And down in Key West, they've got all their great nameplates. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. What's that? Well, that means you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for not one, not two, not three, but 4 years. That's right. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Wanda, rock me.
Please welcome my very good friend and the finest broadcaster,
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
Hold my beer.
On 880, The Biz.
There's a new bud in town.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
Today we're celebrating my favorite number, 3.14159265355.
Well, that's pie.
Blueberry, blackberry.
Blackberry, boysenberry.
Boysenberry, huckleberry.
Huckleberry, raspberry.
Raspberry, strawberry.
Strawberry, cranberry.
It's American pie. Cherry pie.
Honey pie.
Pie.
March 14th, Happy Pie Day.
On 880, The Biz.
That's right. I want my piece of pie too, Wanda. And hey, if you need your piece of pie and it's a financial piece of pie that you're looking for and it's a real estate deal, well, then what you got to do is you got to give me a call here on National Pie Day. That's right. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, I know all the people that you need to do talk about making your deal. That's right. Maybe you need to get your home refinanced, pull out some cash. You went to the bank. They said, sorry, we can't help you. I can help. That's right. I recently helped two different friends that didn't have the right kind of credit get their deal done at my bank. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you need some kind of creative thing and needs to close real fast. Did one of those too recently. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can close your private loan within a week. And maybe it's real complex real estate capital that you need. I can do that too. Got some real sexy piece of real estate you need to sell? Don't know how to do it? Call me. I just sold Wynwood Yard. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you. Well done.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now back to your host, Jim Fried.
Wow, Wanda, you're just running all over the dial there with all that stuff. Is Polo really running the board today?
I'm not exactly what you're, I don't know what you're talking about.
Not at all. I'm hearing all kinds of
ups
and downs.
This is what happens when we're
right.
Not together.
Well, I love being together with you, Wanda.
It's tricky.
It's tricky, but we're gonna get it done, and I'll see you next week. I'll be back there with you next week. But Wanda, right now.
We miss you.
I know you do. I'm here with one of my good friends, Sandy Hostetler. Sandy runs real estate for SunTrust Banks. The different bank?
Yes, that's right. I was there like maybe 100 days and picked up the paper and found out we had been sold to BB&T.
Well, that's okay. I know the guys at BB&T in real estate. They are very good people. They're not just guys. There's ladies there, too. Now, you're laughing because you're one of the top. We're here with one of the top females here in the real estate business here in the state of Florida. Sandy, tell me a little bit about what's going on in the real estate market, but I also want to talk about why you got involved with the Bergstrom Council. So, first off, what do you see trending in the market? Is the market heading okay? Because everybody seems to think it's going to be okay for a little while.
Well, so, yeah, we had a really good prediction from our kickoff speaker today, Dr. Mark Gitzer. And, you know, he told us that he feels like the prediction is that we will see at least another 3 to 5 years of, you know, maybe not the same level of, like he described last summer as a boom. And so maybe not that amount of acceleration, but feels like we will stabilize and still continue. He doesn't see a setback for at least 3 to 5 years.
I call it the Trump bump. I have a hashtag. Anybody can use that. Hashtag's shown here on my website. Trump bump. That's right. I call this new economy reality that we have, the Trump bump. Now, Sandy, you're the president this year of the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies Board. Why'd you get involved? We've been involved for
oh my God,
since you were a teenager. Since you were a teenager.
Yeah,
since you were a teenager, but why did you get involved, and what do you feel about your involvement today? Because, my gosh, you've gone all the way to the top.
So I got to tell you, it's, you know, like, I love this board. I'm a Gator, and of course,
we love you too.
And have, gosh, been active in this board for probably close to 15 years, maybe a little bit longer, and I just love it. I mean, like, best friends are here, and wouldn't have met people like you and Steve Cohen and so many others.
I'd give Steve Cohen a shout out there because he blew us kisses when he walked by.
And, you know, I not only have I built great friends and professionals and a network of real estate leaders, but I always walk away from this conference and I've learned something really valuable. And lastly, but maybe most importantly, I feel like we are growing future leaders to send out into the world to go lead real estate in Florida. So.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful? I think of it as helping my legacy. I've done so much already that really what I'm about now is my legacy is what I'm really trying to focus on. And what I really like to do is team up with people that I have what I call value system alignment with, bring them together, and then create a beautiful legacy just the way my professors have created a legacy for me. So Sandy, you were talking a bit about some of the people that were on the committee and some of the people that helped you. Who are some of the people that have really helped you bring this together? Let's give a couple people some shout-outs.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I told the room today that if this is, of all the committees I've ever served on, this one really was by far the best. Ernest Johnson, managing director at Apex One, I mean, he led the program, did a spectacular job. I think this program is relevant and meaningful, and we had a good turnout, so I think the market accepted it. And I got to say, Jerry Desclair, he also, he helped with sponsorship. Shout out to last year's chair, Ted Starkey, because he put a really high target for us, and it was a hard one to match, but we're really excited. We raised over $200,000, so it was amazing group.
Well, high five to you, and let's see, some of our sponsors this year that helped us out too, we're going to give them a high five too. Now, Sandy, I do a lot of mentorship with the kids. You know, tell me one of your stories about working with some of the kids, then we're going to give a high five to some of the sponsors.
Absolutely. You know, gosh, I've had several mentees working for me, and I learn from them sometimes too, right? They are just amazing students, and I'm really proud right now. One of my mentees is, I learned yesterday, along with three other females, have formed a team that's going for the Harvard, like a Harvard case study, and they are finalists in the nation. So, you know, when we look at having the number one real estate program in the nation, and you look at our women bringing a team together to compete at a Harvard level, that's impressive.
It is. And there's Dirk. We're not going to ask Dirk because Dirk's not allowed to talk to me on the radio. He'd get a demerit back at the ranch there. But he was a really good speaker, too. Now, let's give a high five to some of our sponsors. Sandy, tell me some of the people that joined you. Thank you, Wanda. Tell me some of the people that joined you on the team and helped sponsor this fabulous event.
Yeah, absolutely. Apex One, Bergstrom Investment Management, and New Bean Real Estate were platinum sponsors. So thank you to, of course, Kelly Bergstrom again, and Ernest Johnson worked for Apex One. New Bean came in. We also had gold sponsors. I'm so proud that SunTrust, my new bank, is a gold sponsor. Marcos and Millsap stepped up to the gold level, and so did Avison and Young. And then we've got, like, oh my gosh, our loyal sponsors, AGPM, Ackerman, Bridge, CBRE, Center State, Epic, JLL, Newmark, Knight Frank, Strategic Property, STP, and Wells Fargo. I mean, we've got loyal supporters.
Yeah, well, that's because all those people hire our kids because they know where the best pool of talent is. And Sandy, I really want to take a minute to thank you for the leadership that you provided on the board. It's been really great to work with you throughout these years, to watch you be one of the women that leads real estate in a very, very pioneering way, providing incredible leadership. Now, are you going to be going to this dinner they're having tonight?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're very proud of this. Tonight, for the first time, we are doing a Women in Real Estate dinner. We have 30 attendees, and it's a great mix. It's right around 15 either current students, I think 11 existing students, and four that have just recently graduated, along with 15 veteran female real estate professionals. I think it's going to be amazing. So
Oh my gosh, that sounds terrific. I'd love to be a fly on the wall there, but I'm a guy. So let's see now. So then you get them all together. You're going to talk. You're going to network. You're going to provide something that most women don't have, which is mentorship and guidance. What would be one of the pieces of advice that you would give to a woman that's looking to start out in real estate today?
To know your stuff. I mean, one of the ways I think I've really differentiated myself is to do my homework and to know. And that's why I'm at conferences like this. I mean, this is how I learn more about real estate, and I know the leading trends. And you know, one of the things we learned today was that industrial was, you know, just incredibly strong right now. And you know, I think if you want to differentiate yourself, you got to work hard and know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I think that's advice that bodes well for everybody. You know, and again, I think that the most important thing that I seek today, this is my new little, I'm not writing a book, I'm just saying it over and over again, hashtag Trump bump, and also hashtag value system alignment. I think the most important thing today is value system alignment, because it reduces anxiety in the workplace. It creates a positive environment for teamwork, and it gets people headed in the right direction for the right reasons. I don't know, Tim, you think I need to write a book? What do you think, Tim?
I think that's a great idea. It's a great idea. And I think more and more companies are going to a purpose-driven, and SunTrust is. I mean, we're purpose-driven. We believe that if you build your community, you build your bank, and we give every employee a day off so that they can give back to their community. So I'm with you, buddy. It's about legacy and pulling up somebody else the way.
Yes, I think tomorrow we're going to talk about what Generation Z is. And from what I recall, the last time I was lectured on what Generation Z is, it's people that are entering college, but it's also people that value transparency, honesty, hard work, integrity. So I think you got it nailed, Sandy. You're a Generation Z person.
Yeah, absolutely. And what you stand for. I mean, what, you know, I don't know if you've read the book Halftime.
Tell me.
But Halftime is a book that basically, you know, you get to some point in your life and you've accomplished what you set out to accomplish. And you look back and you go, like, it can't be all about me. It's got to be what I do for others.
See, we have a guy on the show, Brewster Kell. We have his theme, and his book was It's All About Them. I agree with that. I think it is all about them. And if I'm feeling down, I find that I really help to bring myself up if I do something good for somebody else.
Yeah, I agree. I can't agree with you more, bud. That makes sense.
Well, that's why we're on the board, Sandy. So again, I want to thank you, Sandy. I want to thank you, Sandy, personally. I want to thank SunTrust for their very generous donation. I want to thank Ernest Johnson, who's not Ernie Johnson, for helping out. Say, yeah, well, you're doing great over there. I don't know why I should have interviewed her. And so that's just Mr. Johnson walking by with Mrs. Johnson, who is obviously the better half of that. And I just want to say thank you to Sandy for being on the board, for donating your time and your effort and your energy, but more than that, risking yourself, putting your honest, honorable self out there, and tonight putting together the kickoff event for the Women in Real Estate here at the University of Florida.
Absolutely. Go Gators.
All right, Wanda, we're going to kick it back to Wanda. We've got a great second half of the show. We're going to talk more about real estate, more about mentorship, more about value system alignment, and I may write my book in the second half of the show. We don't know. So stick with us. You never know what's coming up next. All I know is that Wanda's coming up next with some great music. Wanda, you're... Oh, yeah. Sing a song. Boom. I love that stuff. Sing a song. All right. Hey, and when you're not singing, you're driving. And when you're driving, you are really rolling. And when you're really rolling and you need to buy a car, well, you got to call Warren Henry, because when you're looking to buy a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. hey, all these folks know that in Gainesville, they got that Audi store just really, really hot. Down in Key West, well, they got a store that sells everything down there. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. It's the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I cannot be contained because I'm the container.
Jim Freed.
You can't contain the container, man.
And Wanda Miles.
You can't contain the container.
On 880, The Biz.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
And remember, if you need real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right. Give me a call. Jim Freed. Maybe you want to pull some cash out of your property that's really appreciated. Maybe you paid all cash and you want to pull some money out. I can help you with that cash out mortgage. Maybe you got bad credit. Maybe you're from overseas. I can help with that. If it's a complex real estate problem, I've got the answer. I've only got 40 years experience in the business. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all,
it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone with the iHeart app, TuneIn app, or 880 The Biz app.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back. We are live from the, where am I? I'm in Orlando. I'm at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, and I'm with Tim Becker. We're at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Trends and Strategies Conference for 2019. We're here with Program Director Tim Becker. Tim's a regular on the show. Welcome back to the show, Tim.
Jim, thanks for having me as always.
It's my absolute pleasure. So, Tim, tell me a little bit about what you see from your catbird seat around the state of Florida. Let's just take a quick tour. It seems to me that everything seems to be a pretty healthy market, and it seems to be that every place in the state is a pretty healthy market. Are there any bad spots?
Not that we can tell.
Well, you see everything, man.
Yeah, maybe Panama City.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, we won't talk about Panama City. We're going to drive money back to Panama City. And what is that, Baker County? Bay County. We're going to get Bay County better. I know people are working. Our heart goes out to Bay County. We love you up in Bay County. So, Tim, tell me a little bit about what's going on here at the Center for Real Estate Studies. The program grows and grows and grows. They were saying numbers like X numbers of millions of dollars being donated and all this kind of. Help me out. What's going on?
Well, it's been a magical 10-year period since we put our strategic plan in place. And
10 years?
10 years. It's gone by very quickly, but we've raised an amazing amount of money, over $9 million, to support students and faculty at the university. We continue to grow each year, and we're looking forward to the next 10 years of tremendous support for our great university.
Oh, you can mark me down for the next 10 years. I'm not going anywhere. My favorite part is helping the kids. Giving the money is the easy part. Finding the kids jobs, helping the kids have self-confidence to go up and shake hands. It's amazing to watch the difference from 1 year to the next between some of these kids when they walk in and then they get polished up and, you know, go through the ringer of going to these events and meeting all the different people. It's really great. What's the feedback that you get from the kids? Is it worth it to them?
Oh, they love this place. They love coming. They love interacting with the industry. They love when the industry comes into the classroom and translates the book knowledge into practical knowledge. So the number one thing we hear from everybody that comes into our program is how great the advisory board is and the connections that they make.
You know, it's really amazing. You know, I sit here and I see it happening. So it's just something that comes natural to me. But if somebody came in here and they were just some person off the street, they wanted to get in the real estate business, they were willing to pay the admission cost, and they got into the program, and then they walked into this room, they'd be with top leaders that they could do business with and get deals from the rest of their life. They don't need to go anywhere else. And the level of person that they meet is one that they may not come in contact with for 5 or 10 years in the business.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is the folks that we have on our advisory board, including you, Jim, you know, you're not going to answer those phone calls if they're not part of a great program like ours. And that's kind of the benefit our students get.
I do answer the calls. I do make it my point to help the network. And in fact, if anybody does want some help, all they need to do is go on my website for freedombusiness.com and take a look at how to get your dream job. I have instructions there. And if people follow those instructions, I don't want to say it works every time, but it works every time. So, Tim, what changes are coming up? What improvements are making? What kind of expansion can we look for here in the program? How about the incoming students? What are they like?
Another tremendous group of students. Our hope is to have 40 students for next year that will graduate. Not students who will get jobs all over the country, represent our program really well. We have some big initiatives coming to the center. We're working on a research initiative, applied research initiative, that would elevate the information that the industry is getting in the state of Florida, elevate the practice of real estate in Florida tremendously.
Wow, you just got me all excited. I'm now wondering what that's going to be. Yeah, we're supposed to say that, not you. Oh, that was great. Yeah, there's more to come. Stick with us. We're still here. So, Tim, so we've got that great initiative. Now, is that something that's internally funded? Do you raise money specially for that? How does that get done? Is that from a state grant? Is that from a federal grant?
No, it's all externally raised to support the startup of that. And once it gets up and going, then it'll be self-funded through grants from, could be the government, could be from corporations, could be from industry organizations.
This is like the University of Michigan Consumer Confidence Index or something, only something else?
Kicked up notches unknown, as Emeril would say.
Oh, gosh. Okay, great. He's just really being a tease now. I'm going to have to turn off the radio here and just put his pinky in the little plug there until he tells me what's going on. So, Tim, tell us about this year's students. Where do they come from? International, domestic, out of state? Tell me.
They really come from all over. We have several students from China this year. We have several students from outside of Florida, Kansas City, Atlanta, Georgia. But as always, a large portion of our group comes from in-state. But the great thing about them is that when they get jobs, over half the folks who have jobs right now are outside the state of Florida, going to great places.
Well, I know that I've helped students get jobs in San Antonio, Atlanta. In fact, another one's going to Duff and Phelps. I sent one there like 15 years ago. Arias, I think, is the guy's name. Duff and Phelps. Okay. That's Atlanta. You got a lot going to Atlanta. I've had people that I've helped in New York, Chicago, the guy in Chicago, and I moved back to Miami. I'm very proud of this stuff. Dallas, Houston, Denver, L.A. I've had a couple of in L.A. Even my college roommate, San Francisco. Big people in New York, too. Big people. Who are some of the big companies where we have alumni at?
Oh, you name it. We have alumni there. UBS, JP Morgan, Blackstone, the big of the big.
That is the big of the big. Plus, we have guys that advise all these overseas people. We have I couldn't believe we have a guy at one of the big life companies that manages a bunch of them. I'm going to have to say it the way he does. Separate accounts. So, you know, it's very interesting now. You can get a whole lot of things done just by going to these events. Now, Tim, what's been the most rewarding thing that you've been involved now for 10 years? What's the most rewarding thing about your 10 years of involvement?
I would tell you, we had our first what we call Reconnect event last night, Jim, where we're bringing our alumni back to interact with the board, and being able to see the alumni of the past 10 years to come back, to see what they're doing, to see the success that they've had. I mean, that's the most rewarding thing. We're here for the kids. We're here to help the kids start out their career on a great footing. And to see them come back and give back and the success they're having is definitely the most rewarding thing.
Oh, that's goosebumpy stuff. So I really wish I was here because you went with the Disney development guys. Can you imagine if you had the guy that had done the study for Pleasure Island on that tour?
Yeah.
With the same guys, I would do it again next year. I just did one of my wife is, you know, well, we know what's been going on. I can't leave her that much. I left her one day this time for a trial, then 3 days, 4 days coming up, and then hopefully from then on we'll be able to travel. There you go. Well, next year, you see that, honey? We're welcoming you to the event next year.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to seeing you, Vivian.
There you go. There you go. See that, honey? So now, Tim, I'm going to take it. Oh, is somebody sitting on there? That's okay. We pop up here. Sorry, I was taking a drink of water, Wanda. I apologize to the audience for having to be a person for 1 second and taking a drink of water. So, Tim, now we've talked about all of these different things. We've talked about the students. We've talked about where they go. We've talked about the marketplace. We've talked about the program. What I really want to talk about is the pleasure that the kids have from going to the program. They come out. What is the number one thing you say? It's the board. But how about, tell me a little bit about the classwork they do too, because when I went there, the classwork was pretty straightforward. They do a lot of complex stuff now. They even take a trip. What's that all about?
Yeah, we work them pretty hard when they're with us for the 10 months that they're with us. We took a trip to Santiago, Chile this year. We worked, the students worked on a case study of a 2 million square foot new development going on in downtown Santiago with Abu Dhabi Investment Authority as their equity. Of course, we know somebody there, and he flew down there to meet with the students to work on that deal. So that was fantastic. We're working them really hard. The 8 weeks they have left, they have three big projects due: the capstone project, the development project. They're working on finding a value-add apartment site for a private equity fund. So they're working really hard. I think that's what separates our program. There's real life being put into the curriculum. It's very applied. They're working with our advisory board members on doing real deals right now.
So you recently got ranked number one. Well, tell me what all that's about. What do you rank number one as, and what are the metrics they use?
Cash. No.
Wait, we're not talking about how people get into USC.
Yeah, right. Probably bad humor at this point in time. But we were ranked number one in a survey called Ed Universal. We're the number one public MSRE program in the country, number two overall. And they look at a lot of factors. They talk to alumni of the program. They look at graduation statistics. They look at the salaries that our students make when they come out. They look at they talk to recruiters of these different programs to find out what the recruiters think about our program. And so naturally, we have a great network. We have great students who are coming out and performing at their companies right away. And so we expect to be number one. We expect to continue to try to be number one by working hard.
That's absolutely amazing. I want to tell a little story. I want to tell a story about the young man that I mentored this year. I'm not going to mention his name. We'll just say his initials are AG. I met him at the conference in the fall and really didn't know him. And we went to the gym together, of all things, and we got to know each other at the gym, working out together. And we stayed in contact, and he didn't have a clue. What was it, 6 months ago? Now he's interviewing with Nuveen. Who is Nuveen? TIAA Crest? What's that all about? Okay, so he's interviewing with them. He's interviewing with CB. He's interviewing with all these big companies. And this is a kid that just came out of nowhere and just polishes himself up and is very, very impressive. And I got to tell you, Tim, it's not you. It's the program that you administer, those professors, the team, the support. It's everything. Plus, tell me a little bit about that new building you got.
Well, we don't have a new building, but we certainly have a new center within a very old building.
Okay, it is a new center in a very old building. It's where I studied economics. I'm not going to put a ice cream cone in my forehead, but anybody who went there knows who I'm referring to.
Yeah, of course. Well, it was built in 1914, but we have the brand new center. It's 4 years old now, but a brand new space that provides the opportunity for the students to interact with the industry in a meaningful way, provides the space for them to do that, provides for executives and residents to come and have an office and mentor kids whenever they can make it into town. So it's an amazing space that activates the interaction that we have with the industry.
And it's a very special location to me personally on campus. I have many, many, many beautiful memories that occurred in that space when it was the economics in the village of Madeline. I don't remember what it was called. But it was a beautiful place. I loved it. It's a place I had my first class, my last class. I got all my class. There's Howard Taft. He has no, I'm just kidding, Howard. I love you, man. Go have a beer. Yeah, I'll see you guys outside. We're going to be right back for our final segment here from the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Board Trends and Strategies Conference. After this, Wanda, take it away. Play some good rock and roll. Drive talking here today. All we've been doing is talking real estate with some wonderful people, talking about value system alignment and everything else. But I want to really point out to everybody that if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. We're here at the University of Florida event. That's up in Gainesville. In Gainesville, they've got a great Audi store from Warren Henry. It's a tremendous store. I've been there. It's just great. They've also got an amazing store down in Key West where they sell all kinds of great nameplates. What do all those cars have in common? Well, they are all exceptional cars, but they also come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means you are a member of the Warren Henry family. What does that mean? That means you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, brake cap service, personal assistance. You can call for anything anytime for 4 years. My gosh, it's just a great support system. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
I love listening to it.
They're hilarious. I love it.
On 880 The Biz.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's right. It's time to talk about Sandstone Realty Advisors. Who's that? That's me. Last year, we were ranked in the top 25 of the real estate companies in South Florida. If you need real estate help, give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right. Capital, got it. Maybe you need a cash-out mortgage. Can help you with that, too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Creative Capital, need to sell your project, need a JV, do that all. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you. That's right, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Okay, well, Wanda, it's me and you this half. It's part of the segment. The folks are all out at the happy hour. They're all networking. They're getting their connections. And maybe it's time for me to interview myself about why I'm a member of the University of Florida.
Why?
Well, Wanda, I got to tell you, you've heard it a lot, but the really important thing here for me is the students. People come here, they get deals, they get business connections. What I do is I get a great feeling inside of me from helping these young people. I didn't realize how long I've been doing it. The gentleman that was here earlier, Tim Becker, he's been here 10 years. I've been here so much longer than that. Some of the people that I helped get their jobs are now running into middle and senior management at the different firms. It's so rewarding and it's so beautiful. It makes me feel great. Plus, it's a great environment. Everybody's got great energy. They have what I like to refer to on the show as value system alignment. Everybody kind of coming from the same place and getting along. So it's really a wonderful feeling. And then when you watch the young people grow and evolve, it's great. And there's one story I like to tell where there was a gentleman way back when he came, studied up here from Venezuela, and I helped him get a job here in the United States, and he stayed. So that entire family has been saved from the whole debacle of Venezuela because of the program and because of everything I've been able to do. And so it's really a really wonderful feeling to do that. Here come some of the guys now. They're all walking by. They're the happy hour's done. You can see them all leaving. But it's just really been a great time. It's a great event. Anybody who really wants to know about real estate, you can come here. It's a great event, great people, great networking. And like I said, it's an immediate plug-in to the upper echelons of the real estate business community here in the state of Florida. The people are just amazing. I love coming, and Vivian's not here with me this year. God willing, next year she'll be healthy enough to come. because it's a beautiful location here at the Waldorf Astoria in Orlando. It's a really nice place. It's a great event. It's great people. And it's, gosh, it's become my fraternity. I don't want to say it's my family. I've got a beautiful family. But from a professional basis, this is where it's at. Now, Wanda, you and the guys at the radio station are my family, too, you know.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. How's Polo? Can you give Polo a little snuggle for me?
Oh, he's thinking about you. He's looking for you.
Oh, woof, woof. What color tie does he have on today?
He is wearing a black tie, his music tie, you know, with the music notes on it.
Oh, that's great. Now, tell everybody about Polo being a chef. How'd that all work out?
Well, I think he came in second. I need to check back on that. But at last check, he was second as the boy
now,
chef.
How do people vote? How do people vote for that?
Well, they can go on. I think the voting is over. Last check, I believe the voting to have been over unless they extended it without my last checking. But you know what? You go and vote for him anyway, and they'll just think he's so popular.
I love Polo. So, Wanda, I want to thank you so much for doing a great show today. I know it's really tough when we're remote.
Yeah.
But up here, I love going to this University of Florida event. I love seeing the people here. They're great people. I want to tell everybody if they want information about going to the University of Florida real estate program, they can always call me. They can go online, but the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, we started this off today with one of the gentlemen that was one of the big donors to the program, Ernest Johnson. Ernest got his start working with Kelly Bergstrom. I got my start working with Kelly Bergstrom. This gentleman, Kelly Bergstrom, that has funded and supported this program for many, many years, you know, that's a person that really is leaving a legacy. And we talk about it on the show. We're going to talk about it more, leaving a legacy. It's what I think is the most important thing. It's what we are as a society that we need to do. We need to leave a legacy. We need to create a good, solid set of values and leave a legacy to the people that we love, our children. And it's a really tough thing to do. We're having a really tough time. The legacy we're leaving, and we don't talk politics on this show.
Besides your carbon footprint.
That's what I was about to say, your carbon footprint.
Yeah.
All right. I want to give a shout out, as always, to the first responders. I love those folks. They're always so nice to me whenever I see them out there. Thank you to the first responders. A week ago last week, the first responders helped me. I had a little bit of an incident, and the EMS came and helped me. I want to thank all those guys, the City of Miami Fire Department and the EMS.
Thank you.
They helped me. They helped me like nobody's business. God bless you guys. You saved me. I want to thank our sponsors. Of course, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association. Just saw Howard Fabian walk by. Carlson International, the people that help us look good. The Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. You know where I am today. I want to thank all of our listeners. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. And I want to thank you for calling me and bringing me the business. I get calls all the time. I want to thank you all for doing that. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Twitter, @JimFreed and Freed on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website keeps on getting hits. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com, just as soon as Rebecca Carlson and the Integrate Carlson Integrated folks can get it going. This is Jim Freed, for Freedom Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this. That's right. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. I will see you next week, Wanda and Polo. It's
Yay!
Yours, Wanda. Play that music, girl. I'm out.
I have many friends that are liberal, and I think they're wonderful people. I have friends that are wonderful business people.
Jim Freed.
I have friends that are very wealthy people.
I have many, many friends who are women.
And I have some very smart friends who don't agree with me.
And Wanda Miles.
Who happens to be African-American.
You know, I have a friend.
On 880, The Biz.
Big guy, one of the biggest in the world. I have a friend. He's a very, very substantial guy.
The Biz, where money talks.